has been really reflecting back on the year. And in general, a year is not yeshiva goes man by man, but still some people, they came the beginning of the year, so it's kind of like the end of a year, reflecting on the year. And I mentioned to some of the Bachman before, you see people that have really, really changed, and you really like look at them, and you see someone else, you see a different person. It's not even like he's having a good day or a good week or he's in a groove or a good month. There's someone else that's standing in front of you, and that is the, you know, that's the change that is so important. You know, we speak all the time, especially things like politics. Everyone's talking about they want change. Change is such a big thing because it excites people. But really what they're doing is they're kind of avoiding the necessary change is really internal. Is really do something, change yourself, as opposed to, okay, let's change from Democratic to Republic, or let's change the healthcare system, or let's change something, you know, something else, and then everything will be good because we made some sort of changes. But the truth is that the changes have to happen inside. When a person's ready to look himself in the face and say, okay, now I have to change, that's a person who is, he's there. He's arrived. I'd like to introduce, I believe he's the final bacher to be speaking. If I asked anyone else to speak and I didn't remember, you could please come forward, because I would like, or anyone else that would like to say a few words is definitely, definitely welcome. But I'd like to call upon Yitzi Berman to share with us his thoughts and his feelings and some Divrei Torah.
Yeah.
I know you're very excited. Everyone's very excited.
At the end of Makos, there's two stories of Rabbi Akiva. And both of those stories, he's found happier laughing when everyone around him is upset and down about what's going on. And the question is why is Rabbi Akiva like this? Why is he happy when everybody's upset? So this trait that Rabbi Akiva has of being able to look at the positive when it's clearly a negative situation, when there's a fox by Harabias and it's the end, like it looks like it's the end, Rabbi Akiva is able to look at the situation from, take a step back and look at it and say, no, really it's you know, there's another nevuah and they're connected, and this is really the beginning to something better. And there's just two other stories that I heard about Rabbi Akiva. In one of them is on in Shabbos Kochav Zayin Amud Beis. It's a story where it doesn't say Rabbi Akiva, the Rishonim say it's Rabbi Akiva, that he was working for a man for 3 years, and at the end of 3 years he was ready to go home, and he went over to the guy and he said, this guy was a very wealthy guy. He had fields, animal, fruits. House, blankets, and he was ready to leave. And he said, "Okay, so you're gonna pay me. I'm ready to go home." The guy said, "I don't have with what to pay you." So any normal person would have, you know, said, "You have everything like right there. What are you talking about?" You know. And Rabbi Akiva said, "Okay, I guess, whatever. Okay, I'll leave." So after the next big yontif, this guy came to Rabbi Akiva and said, here, here's one donkey with food, one donkey with the clothing, and one donkey with fruit, blankets, and here's the money that I owe you. So Rabbi Akiva said, oh, thank you, you know. And the guy said to him, I'm just curious, you know, when I said that I couldn't pay you, what was going through your mind? Like, what were you thinking? So Rabbi Akiva said, well, you know, I just assumed that your fruits were misered, and, you know, your markdish, all your belongings to the Beis Medrash, and you invested all your money in something, and I just assumed that was just what it was. And the guy said, to be honest with you, that's what it was. So it's just something that, you know, Rabbi Akiva, it's an amazing thing that, you know, he was able to just assume something that was not a realistic thing. And I'm saying for myself, I would have probably, you know. But no, it's an amazing thing that Rabbi Akiva was able to take a step back, say, you know what, there's probably something that's, you know, different here. You know, I'll judge the guy favorably, and I won't flip out. There's another story of Rabbi Akiva in Brachos on Samach and Beis, where Rabbi Akiva was traveling for days, and he reached the city, and he needed a place to stay. He was whatever. He was tired, I guess. And nobody would take him. Nobody would take him into their house. So all he had with him was a candle, a chicken, and a donkey. So nobody took him in. So he went into the forest. He made a little whatever, and he slept there for the night. And in the middle of the night, the wind blew out the candle. The chicken was ate by a cat. And a lion came in, donkey. And still, Rabbi Akiva said, "Kol man David Rachmana l'tav avin." Everything that Hashem does is for the best. Whatever it is, what it is. And I'm saying anybody would be pretty, you know, upset about this situation. But he was able to take a step back and say, you know what, whatever, it's fine. There's probably some other reason why this happened, and he was cool with it. And the next morning, he woke up and he heard news that the city that he was supposed to stay in, that nobody accepted him, was taken over by robbers, gangs, and whatever. Everybody was robbed and whatever. But and Rabbi Akiva said, whatever, call man David Rachmana l'tav avin. Everything that happens is for the best. So it's an amazing thing that, like, Rabbi Akiva, in all these situations, he was able to, everything that looked terrible, everything was like on him. It was so bad. Like, he didn't get his money, he didn't have a place to stay. Everything just looked bad. He was still able to take a step back and say, you know what, this situation is good. And he was able to be comforting to the people around him at the end of Akkus even. And I think this is an amazing Rabbi Kiva's, you know, we don't have Rabbi Kiva nowadays, but we can look at the yeshiva, we can look at the Rosh Yeshiva, we can look at the Mashiach, we can look at the Rebbeim all around us, that they are our Rabbi Akivas that we have. I'm saying there's days that, you know, guys are upset about this, they're upset about that. And there, whatever you can go to whoever you want. I'm saying there's, everyone here is pretty approachable, but you can go to them and you can say this is bothering me. I'm bugging out. You know, I can't handle it. And they're always able to, you know, help you take a step back and, you know, realize that there's better things there. And I just want to say thank you to the Rosh Yeshiva for being there. If I you know, have anything that I need to ask him or speak to him. Even the Mashiach, you know, I some days I come over to him and I start ranting, you know, I'll tell him this, that, negative, everything's negative, and then I'll say, but there's that one positive, you know, there's that one thing there. Like, even that one positive thing could, like, change my whole mindset. And even for my Rebbeim, you know, they hear everything that I have to say. And I just have to thank them for, you know, when I'm in that situation. Even Shlez, he hears what I have to say sometimes. And no, there's those situations where everyone has those times where they're just like, ugh. And the Rebbeim here are able to turn around. So I just want to thank you, and good end to the Zman.